Plant names in the English language can be confusing. Often there are several names for one tree. The bean tree we met earlier is one of those. But sometimes there is one name shared between lots of different trees. Ironwood is probably the most extreme example of that. One source quotes that the name ironwood is used for a whopping 180 tree species around the world, from the Lembombo ironwood of Madagascar and East Africa to the Martinique ironwood of the Caribbean islands. The heritage of those trees is as mixed as you can ask for. The ironwood name is no clue to which family the tree belongs. Its origin has a far simpler explanation. Over the centuries, as English-speaking explorers, travellers, and colonists roamed the world, wherever they encountered a tree with especially hard, dense wood, they simply just named it ironwood. So that is how Australia came to have ironwood trees, at least 15 species of them. When here in Central Australia, when we refer to ironwood, we mean the tree you see in front of you. All this potential for confusion is the reason why botanists rely on scientific names when talking about plants, as scientific names are unique to each species and give clues as to its relationships to other plants in the first part of the name. In the case of our ironwood, the scientific name is Acacia estrophiolata. The acacia part of the scientific name tells us that indeed this tree is in the acacia genus and part of the Fabaceae, or pea family. Like other acacia species, ironwoods have yellow flowers beloved of bees and moths and grow their seeds in pea-like pods. Our ironwood grows in desert woodland habitats. It likes deeper soils with more nutrients than many other trees, so it is especially common near hills and ranges where fresh minerals have eroded out. It often grows with other trees, especially mulga, but can sometimes be found in old stands where their tall crowns dominate the surrounding low woodland. The ironwood is very drought hardy. Its roots have a covering of bark-like protection to keep moisture in when the surrounding soils dry out completely. Juvenile ironwoods look quite different to mature specimens. Their foliage is rigid and unappetizing, but then becomes soft and weeping once the trunk gets some height and local herbivores cannot reach it. A very clever survival adaptation. They seem to host insect life longer than other woodland species when dry seasons hit, so they are vital to woodland creatures like bats and birds through the hard times. Dead ironwood trees stay standing for many years. They're wood resistant to termites, providing habitat for creatures such as Gillan's pygmy monitor, the small goanna species which squeezes itself almost flat to fit under cracks in the ironwood bark. The beautiful nocturnal Burke's parrot you may have noticed in our aviaries love dead ironwood trees for nest hollows. Within the desert park we have several handsome ironwood specimens, but to see some huge mature trees in the wild, you should head out on the desert park cycling track.